we're on the bottom of your Dalam Leveis. Toshma, the Om Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri. Hey, Chavacha Zu Rabachas Be Israel. So Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri complained, what are we supposed to do now? Beishamai, Nasa Kedivre Beishamai, Havlad Mamzul Kedivre Beisil. If we do like Beishamai, and the Tzoros are Nishyabem, so then the children are Mamzerim according to Beisil. Nasa Kedivre Beisil, Havlad Pogum Kedivre Beishamai. If we do like Beis Shammai, if we do like Beis Hillel, and the Tzoros can get married to anybody, so even though the children are not Mamzerim, but they're Pogum LeKahuna, according to Beis Shammai, because they're a Yavama LeShuk, which is a Lav, and even though Chayve Lavim are Mutter to marry regular Jews, but they're Pogum LeKahuna, as we'll see later, the Gemara learns Limud, that they're usher to marry a Kohen. So if the Tzora goes and marries a regular person without Yibum, without Chalitza, according to Beis Shammai, she's over a Lav, and the man is over a Lav of marrying Yivam of Ashuk, because she's Chayiv Yibum. And the child, if it's a girl, is possible to marry a Kohen. So what are we going to do? Whatever you do, something that's good is not going to come out. Bov and Isaac and Lahem with sorrows, Shiyu Cholsos Velomis Yadmos. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri wanted to make a takana that you should give chalitza to all the tzoros, and then, according to everybody, everything's okay. According to Beis Shammai, they had chalitza. According to Beis Hillel, they didn't need chalitza, but according to Beis Shammai, since they had chalitza, they're not pogum anymore. So whatever, what's it called, according to both of them, there's no problem. Lo ispiku ligmur sadover achinitur fasha. However, it never worked out. They never, for whatever reason, circumstances prevented them from making such a takana. Rashi. Havlad pogum ledivrei Beis Shammai, de'im hoya kohen posel lekohuna. Right, that if the child is a kohen, he's possible the kahuna. The afagav the bnei chay ve'lavim ksheirum the kahal chalolim hengling in kahuna. Right, also the kal v'chomer me almona the kohen gadol kam b'shmeis. When the gemara learned the kal v'chomer from an almona to a kohen gadol who passels her children from being kohanim and asers their daughters from marrying kohanim, the same thing goes for what's it called this chay ve'lavim. Chay ve'lavim, the child is mutter to marry a regular Jew, but he's nishchalel from the kahuna. Okay. Shiyu cholzos v'yinosu l'shuk, and then they can marry anybody they want. Behechshel divrei akol, according to everybody. According to Beis Shammai, they need chalitza. According to Beis Hillel, they don't need chalitza, but according to Beis Shammai, it'll work out that the child shouldn't be pogum either. Okay. Omer li Rav Shim Gamliel. So Rav Shim Gamliel said to Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, Manasa l'matzoros harishonos. Right? Me'ata, l'chora, if you're going to make this takana, and all tzoros from now on will get chalitza, what are you going to do to the first ones? The ones that already got married and they were tzoros. Manasa, ela i'amris, one second, where it says, i'amris b'shloma osu hainu dekomer manasa. If you say that Beis Shammai had tzoros that were, what's it called, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai did what they wanted, so then the problem of the original tzoros. What are you going to do to them? Right? But if Eli Amos lo asu, my manasseh, then what's the manasseh? There's no problem. Right? Because Beis Shammai never did kedivrehem. Amrav Nach bar Yitzchak lo nitzuch el tzora atzma. No, it's not talking where the tzoros got married and the problem is the children. Mamzeirim. The problem is the Tzora herself. What are you going to do to the original Tzora? If Beis Shammai didn't do like Divrehem, and they did like Beis Hillel, and the Tzora is married without any Chalitza, right? Uma nasa hachikomar. Hanach Tzoros to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Tzoros that Beis Hillel permitted to get married without Chalitza. What it's going to be, and now we want to make it that even Beis Shammai should accept them. So we get them Chalitza. So what's going to be the original ones who didn't have Chalitza? Hechi navid lehu, lichlitzu. Now they should have chalitza under their husbands. Mimasi agavrayo. They become meals to their husbands if they need chalitza, because it'll appear like they were also to marry them to begin with. If you'll say, so what? So the husbands will be disgusted with their wives who now have chalitza, who married them without chalitza. Torah is a pleasant thing. It doesn't create situations where people got married beheter, and all of a sudden the Rabbanan are making them look like they got married beheter. Rashi. Ma nasa letzoros harishonos, yabnu, ubnei amamzerin. Right? What do we do to the first soros who had yibum according to Beis Shammai, and their children are now mamzerin, in nigmur halacha shlo yisyabnu. Now we make the halacha that they can't have yibum, and all of them have chalitza, we're going to give a bad name to the first ones of Beis Shammai. Mar says, no, it's not talking about the children. Beis Shammai never had the tzoros b'miyabe. Right? But the tzora atzma, the tzoros that they hill shenisul shukoi, it's going on the tzoros that they hill were matter to marry without chalitza. Bahai umanasu lava bonim koi, it's not going on the children. To afila Beis Shammai k'sherim l'kohol, ela tzora atzma, it's going on the tzora herself, that what's it called, what are we going to do to her? Now she's married, she never had chalitza, so now we're going to make a takana that all tzoros get chalitza. So now we're going to give her chalitza now while she's married? Okay. So that's not nice. So the Gemara says, no, eitzah, what to do. Toshma, Dom Reb Tarfin, To'avni mosai tovo tzora sabas li'ovi vesoena. Reb Tarfin said, I have a great desire, right, when a tzora sabas will come to my hands and I should marry her. That the rabbis mentioned that the brother should die without children. But in any case, he means that this, that what? No, meaning that what's it called? He's going to paskin that the person can marry her. Doesn't mean himself personally. Right? When will a case of a tzoros habas come? Right? And I will see to it that what's it called that she could get married. As if I would marry her. Right? I would like to do like Beis Shammai. So the Chori see that what's it called that they did. Emova Asiena. No, I'll marry her off like Beis Hillel. Even though Reb Tarfon was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, but he held that Beis Shammai didn't do like they said, and therefore he wanted to do like Beis Hillel, to marry her off to the Lashuk. Rashi Rabbi Tarfon, Talmid of Beis Shammai hoya. Moshe Tovot Soros Abbas Me'achi Liyodi went from my brother to me. Where so En Ayad Mosok and Divrei Beis Shammai. Actually, do like Beis Shammai said. Asiyena l'shuk k'divrei shels. No, he didn't mean that, because Beis Shammai didn't do k'divreiim. But he meant I should marry her off to somebody without chalitza, like Beis Hillel. I v'hoto avni ko'amar mashma that it was a special chiddush. This is the way everybody did. Everybody, what's it called, was no way like Beis Hillel. So what's the to'avni? Looking, I can't wait to do this new thing. La'fukin Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and Echanami to. She showed that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that she needs chalitza. Right, v'hoto avni komer v'inke Beis Hillel machidish kulei alma hachinagu. What's the big deal? Everybody did like that. Tzoros habas is mutter to marry to what's it called anybody. So ma'afukin Rabbi Yochanan Nuri do omer takanto decholzos. I would show by marrying her off without chalitza that we don't have a takana like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Okay. Toshma ma'isa bebito sherav gamliel. Right, Ram Gamliel had a daughter who was married to his brother Abba, who meis below Bonim. And Abba, the brother of Ram Gamliel, died without children. The Yibim Gamliel is Sarasa, and Ram Gamliel was Miyabim the Tzara. Versus the Tisper, Ram Gamliel mitamir veishamayu. Ram Gamliel came from Beis Hillel, right? From Hillel. Right, he was Manasi. So he surely wasn't from Talmidei Beis Shammai. So why in the world would he paskin like Beis Shammai? And there's a question over here is that Beis Shammai did their way, but it can't be. Ram Gamliel didn't do like Beis Shammai. Even if Beis Shammai did what they did, Ram Gamliel didn't do like Beis Shammai. El Hashani Bitos Ram Gamliel, the islandess habit. Now over there, she was an islandess. So it was never the Tzoros Bito. It was never what's it called, the Bas was an islandess. And therefore, the tzara was never a tzara, and we learned before, the tzara of an islandess is mutter. So that was the problem. Mora says, no. Homi diktami seifa, cheirim omrim bito shirom gamliel islandess oisa, mechlav de tanakana, sovra lava islandess oisa. Over there, the seifa says, cheirim omrim, that no, she wasn't tzara's bito, she was an islandess. Mashma, the Tanakama holds she wasn't an islandess. She was Mamash Tzoras Habas. And still Rav Gamliel is Miyavim. How could it be? That's only according to Beishamai. And Rav Gamliel for sure didn't hold like Beishamai. Shmuel says no. There's three possibilities. First of all, Hikr Bo Velo Hikr Bo Ikr Binayim. The Machlokas is whether Hikr Bo Velo Hikr Bo. In other words, where what's it called, the he didn't know, the Tanakama holds that she was not an island, he didn't know she was an islandess. And therefore, the brother. And therefore, when he married her, he thought she wasn't an islandess, and we found out she's not, he never was married to her. So she's not Tzoras Habas, not because she was an islandess, but because there was no marriage. Only the fact that she was an islandess was only indirect. It was only a secondary thing. Because she was an island, she never was married. She never was married. The other one wasn't Tzoras Habas. The Meili could marry her. The Acherim say no. That it's talking where he did know that she was what's it called an islandess. And there was a marriage. And still, there's no what's it called, Tzoras Habas of an islandess who's the Bas is Mutter. And the other one held no. That if he knew and he was married to her, then the tzar of an islandess is also awesome. But Lamaisa, he didn't know. Therefore, there was no marriage. Rashi. Mitalmidei Beishamayhu bitmiya. Vahalo the nebonav shel hilalu. Islandess oisa. Usnan oshenimtsu islandess tzorosei mutaros. If they find out to be an islandess, the tzar is mutter. Hachi garsinan. Hikirbo velo hikirbo ikabinayu. Velo garsinan ela. The Tanakama dafka de lo hikirbo hu. The Tanakhama holds the reason that the Tzara was Mutter was not because the Bas was an islandess. It's only because the Bas was an islandess and he didn't know about it that he never was married to her. That's why the Tzara was Mutter. Mekachtos, right? Dahavi Mekachtos. Aval Hikr bo Tzaras Oser. But if he would have known she was an islandess when he married her, and the marriage would have been a good marriage, Tzara of an islandess is Oser. Lacherim afilu Hikr bo Mutter. The Tani Hoysa, the Loktani Nimtzes. And the Acherim say, no, Hoysa la islandess. He knew she was an islandess. And still the Tzor is Mutter because Tzoras islandess is Mutter because the islandess was never Shaykh to Yibum. She never asers the Tzor. Okay. Like we had before, we had Machlokas, whether Hikerba or Lo Hikerba, whether Tzoras islandess is Mutter or not. Ivoyeseim, another possibility. What's the difference between. But in any case, it's not that Rabbi Gamliel was Miyabim Tzoras Habas. For some reason, she wasn't Tzoras Habas. So the first reason was that she was an islandess. Either he was never married to her, or even if he was married to her, a Tzoras islandess is Mutter. Iboy Yisema, Konas Ulevasov Girish Ikubinayu. That the Machlokis is the following. The Tanakama holds she was an islandess, but he holds that the only reason she was Mutter is because he divorced her first before he married the other one. Now, it wasn't, no. The reason that he married the Tzara is not because she was an islandess. It's because he divorced the other woman, he divorced the daughter before he married the other woman. But if he had divorced her after he married the other woman, then it wouldn't be good. We had that machlokas before. And the Acherim hold, no, she was an islandess. And therefore it didn't make a difference what to call, whether he divorced her before or divorced her after. And the Tzoras islandess is not Osir. Rashi. Konas ulevasov girish ikabinayel. Tanakama al yedei shigirish ochiv esbito kodem niso afopi shikvar konas hanochris v'hayu tzoras zu al zu muteris. The Tanakama holds that even though he was married to both of them at the same time, since he divorced the daughter before he died, so then Rav Gamliel could be Miyavim the Tzara. Because at the time he died, right, the Misa is Mapil, and therefore at the time he died, he wasn't married to the daughter. So this is not a Tzara's erva. Hoel the Girish is her erva levasot. Ulacherim hold the Konis of Sanochris Kodem Gerish in the Erva Asura. And the Acherim hold no. If that would be the reason, she wouldn't be Mutter. Because since he was married to both of them at the same time, right, even though he divorced her before he died, that wouldn't help. He would have to divorce her before he married the other one. So they'd never be married at the same time. But the reason that he was Miyadmer is because she was an islandess. And then it doesn't make it either way, either an islandess that he was Makar, no Makar, doesn't go into that. Iboy, same another possibility. Yesh Tnai Babia, he could be Nayu. Yesh Tnai Babia, Rashi, Hakonis Ishal Tnai, Shein Oleha Mumin, on the Dori, the Nimsa Shiesh Oleha. Person married a woman Al Tnai, that she doesn't have any Mumin. Or she doesn't have any, nedarim on her. And then he finds out that she does. So he made a specific tonight. But then he lived with her, and after he lived with her, he found out she had nedarim or mumin. So it's machlokas, whether yesh tonight, the bia or not. Does the tonight still stand? And lamafreya, she's not married, even though it's going to cause his bia to be a bia zanus. Or no, since ain't other most of bilas or bila zanus, he's mavatal tonight. Before he lives with her, he's mavakal the Tanai. And therefore she's married no matter what. So that's a machlokas. The Tanakama held that Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel's brother, when he married the Bas, he did it Al Tanai. And then he lived with her. So, and then he found out that she had Nedarim or Mumin. So the Tanakama holds that the Kedushin was Bakal. So he never was married to the Bas. So the Tzor is Mutter. And Acherim hold no. Since he had bia with her, even though he made it tonight, he's mevatalit tonight, because he doesn't want to have his bia to be a bia sinus, lemafreya. And therefore, he was married to her. The only problem was she was an islandess. That's the machlokas. Rashi, hakonis ishal tonight, she'en olea mumin odorim, v'dim sheyesh olea, v'tanakama mahani tonight, v'avi nekachtos, lemafreya, she's not married. V'tonight, hoya lo la'achiv shurab gamliyo b'bito, therefore, Rabban Gamliel had a tznai, and therefore she's not his wife. It's a rasa muteris, and a tzor is muter. There's those who want to make a tznai de kedushin to avoid agunos. That a guy made a tznai that if he ever is megarish, if they ever want to need a get or whatever, that the kedushin will be bottled. So that way he wouldn't need a get, because the Kedushin would be bought to Lamafreya. But Lamaisa, from this sugi, you see, not like that. It ain't Tanai the Nisuin. Once he lives with her, he's Mavatal the Tanai. V'acherim sover, the ain't Tanai moel b'biyah. The kivin de boya lachuli ochel, kinamrim b'ksubas, b'hamadah. Ain't other most of bilas or bilas nus. The guy doesn't want that his bia should be Lamafreya, bia's nus, right, because the Kedushin should be bought. So why was he Mayabim her? Because she was an islandess. Okay. Moshev Rav Mashar, she was still going back to whether Beishamai did. They did to Beishamai, and then it's a problem of Gudos, or Losis Goldadu, or they didn't do like Beishamai. Maisab Rabbi Akiva, Shalikit Esrog Be'echad Beshvat, the Nohag Bo Beis Yisurim, Echad Kedivri Beishamai, the Echad Kedivri Beishamai. Okay. Rav Gamliel, Esra goes after Lakita. Whenever you, pluck it, that's the year of Meiser that it's Shayach to. So the, Meiser Oni, Meiser Sheni for fruit goes after Tu B'Shvat, or according to Beishamai, Echad B'Shvat. Okay? So if you pluck it, pluck an Esrog after Tu B'Shvat, according to everybody, that's coming year. If you plucked it before Tu B'Shvat, it's from the previous year. Okay, so it was the third year of Maisris, which is Maiser Ani. And the year before was Maiser Sheni, second year. So he plucked it on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, it's already into the third year. So you have to take Maiser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, it's from the last year. You have to take Maiser Sheni. Okay? So he took two Maisers, one according to Beis Shammai, one according to Beis Hillel. Okay, Shmami Nos, as you see, that they did, like Beis Shammai, even by Maisers. Right, he did both. So Tosfos said the Gemara could right away ask Akasha. The Gemara says whoever does like the Chumras of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right, where they're contradictory, is a Ksil, is a fool. Now, you can't do both Chumras. So according to what the Gemara thought in the beginning, he did both Chumras. He was machmer to consider it Rosh Hashanah Lilanos like Beis Shammai, and not to consider it Rosh Hashanah Lilanos like Beis Hillel. It can't be both. Right? But the Gemara had a better teretz. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Gamri Gemara Yistapik Lay. V'lo Yoda I Beis Hillel Becha B'Shvat Omer or B'Tesla B'Shvat Omer. No. Rabbi Akiva did it for a different reason. Not because he knew what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said, and he did like both of them. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held. He wasn't sure if Beis Hillel was the one who held Rosh Chodesh Shvat and not Tu B'Shvat, or Beis Hillel was the one who held Tu B'Shvat and not Rosh Chodesh. So he did it misafik to like Beis Hillel. He didn't consider Beis Shammai at all. But he didn't know what Beis Hillel said. That was the reason he did it. Rashi, Be'echod B'Shvat, V'shona Shniyah HaNechneses L'Shish Yisraisa. It was the third year of Shemitah, right? Was going into the third year. The Noag Boshnei Yisurin, Maisa Sheini Kebeis Hillel, the Amrei Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, V'akati Shniyahi. Right, so according to Beis Hillel, it wasn't yet the third year, because the third year for Maisa starts after Tu B'Shvat. Maisa Oni Kebeis Shammai, the Amrei Nebecha B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, V'shlishasi. And Tosfos says, so what did he do? He was pulled there the peiros, okay, and then he gave the peiros to Aniyim. So he was Yotze Meiser Ani by giving the peiros to the Aniyim. And if they what's it called, and if it wasn't Meiser Sheini, there's no pidyon. So the pidyon wasn't chal. Can't be pulled the Meiser Ani. So he gave that to the Aniyim. But he was pulled there, and he had money that if this was Meiser Sheini, the money has Kedushas Meiser Sheini. Right, and if the money has Kedushas Meiser Sheini, then the original payers were Chulin. But he gave Chulin, he gave Tzedakah. So either he gave Meiser Ani, or he gave Tzedakah with the payers. And the money he took to Yerushalayim and ate it. Either he was eating Chulin money in Yerushalayim, which is no problem, or he was eating Meiser Sheini money in Yerushalayim. So he fixed up the whole thing. Mosiv Marzutra. Meiser the Yolda Kalosso Shoshamei Azokin, who Piches is a Maziva, the Sichech Agabe Mita, Vishvil Kotten. Right? Vishamei holds that in Sukkah, that even a Kotten Atzorech Le'imo is Chayiv in Sukkah. So the daughter-in-law of Shammai Azokin had a little baby, and she wanted to make sure that he was a boy. So she wanted to make sure that he was Yotzei Sukkah. So they opened the roof and put Tzchach so the baby would have a Sukkah. But that's only according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds that Kotten should Tzorech Le'imos Nachayiv in Sukkah. So you see that they did like Beis Shammai. Shema Mino Hossum. Where it says, no, Hossum Haroa Omer Lafushi Avir Ko'ovi. Right over there, like we said, there's no Losis Ko to do if you can have another explanation of why they did that, not for the mitzvah. So Enochanami, she did it because she wanted to be Machmer like her father-in-law. Right? Good daughter-in-law. But Lamaisa, what's it called? People would say, well, she wanted some air. She wasn't doing it to Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. Right? She was doing like Beis Hillel. The kid didn't need a Sukkah. They needed air. So they opened the roof to get a little air. Rashi. Maziva Tiach Tid Shala Tikra. Right? Mashma wasn't one of these roofs that open up. The Mamash tore the roof apart. A little severe to say, you know, I said, well, I guess they needed air, so they tore off the roof. The shvil caught. We see from here that even if it's not so severe, but it's possible, that's also not Lusus Go to do. It's not really reasonable that they tore off the roof just to get some air. Right, open a window. But I guess that since it's possible, so it's not Lusus Go to do. The shvil cotton. The Sphira Le Lashamai Kotten Atzorech Limo Chai B'Sukkah. And still, it was not the problem of Losis Go to do, because there was another possibility of why she did it. The next test goes on to the next moment. We'll see
that. The baby was the air.
Very funny. You've been too busy.